Welcome to FTR on the Go. Striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome to the latest in our FTR on the Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be highlighting a recent blog post from Don Aik, FTR's VP of Commercial Vehicles. In it, Don tells us that the Class 8 market may be in for a bumpy landing. Class 8 truck orders for the fourth quarter were down 46% versus last year. The market that looked so strong just a few months ago has taken a pronounced downturn recently. Production rates are falling, and OEMs are laying off thousands of workers. So we have to ask, what is happening, and why is it happening now? Industry and financial experts started calling FTR as soon as the signs of trouble started appearing last October. Don was quick to remind everyone that FTR had been forecasting a Q4 downturn since the beginning of 2015, and now it was indeed happening. The forecast was built on our economically derived demand model, which is designed to predict Class 8 cycles. He also reiterated that the forecast called for a soft landing in 2016. Don's favorite phrase in 2015 was soft landing. He probably said the phrase over hundreds of times to thousands of people through his presentations, reports, webinars, and articles. Soft landing perfectly described what was expected in 2016, and in addition, people liked to hear the phrase because they were fearful of a market crash like they remember from 2007, 2008, and 2009. A relatively mild 13% decrease in Class 8 truck build had been forecast for 2016. Remember that this would be a very good market for the year after a peak. Now, it appears the landing will not be quite as soft. The latest FTR forecast is for a 19% decrease for 2016, with the market at times operating at a rate more than 20% down. A bumpy landing, but not a crash as of yet. A major cause of typical Class 8 industry cycles is OEMs overbuilding in the upturn and then having too much inventory, which results in a deeper downturn. The financial community was very concerned about this happening again in 2015. The OEMs had assured financial analysts that it would be different this time. When the financial people asked about it, Don said an overbuild was a distinct possibility but shouldn't be a big issue because we were expecting that soft landing. But the market did overheat and now OEMs are sitting on record inventories, which are causing them to slash production rates and lay off workers. We've all seen this movie before, and this is the part that is painful to watch. If the OEMs were trying to manage demand better this time, what went wrong? There was a troubling disconnect early in 2015. In the first quarter, retail sales were 12% lower than production. Although fleets were willing to place humongous orders at the end of 2014, they were not in a hurry to take delivery 4 to 6 months later. Of course, inventories then shot up, but that was not thought to be a problem because the market was considered smoking hot due to the high fourth quarter orders and increased production. Trucks were expected to start flying off the dealer lots very soon, but that never happened. Retail sales exceeded production in only 4 months in 2015, and the total net difference for three of those months was a paltry 1,600 trucks. Under normal conditions, inventory should have peaked in the second quarter and then started a linear decline down. Instead, inventories kept right on climbing, peaking in October and falling a paltry 300 units in November. It would appear fleets overestimated the amount of trucks they would need in the second half of the year. This over-optimism spilled over to the dealers, who stocked up in anticipation of increased sales throughout 2015. The huge order volumes in the fourth quarter of 2014 were also driven by concerns of limited production capacity, which caused fleets to issue placeholder orders to secure future build slots in case they were needed. A chunk of those orders were finally canceled in the final quarter of 2015. It appears that fleets are more careful in bringing equipment into service after the Great Recession. They placed big orders, but brought the trucks into service more gradually as needed then stopped adding equipment when prudent. All this adds up to another overbuild and record inventories. Don doesn't think you can assign blame to any particular segment for the predicament this time. The OEMs received massive orders and responded. The fleet saw a strong freight market in 2014 and a growing need for new equipment for the first time in several years, so they displayed strong confidence in the market. The dealer saw an opportunity for increased sales and thus responded accordingly. This is a very slick cyclical industry in a free market economy driven by forces mostly outside its control and operating in a competitive environment. The OEMs competed strongly for all this new business, and thus, and this competition is key. It's similar to being in a race that you are running hard to win, but you do not know where the finish line is. Under these conditions, you are going to run too far every time. Unfortunately, economic factors made it worse. The decrease in Class 8 demand comes at a time when the manufacturing sector of the economy is faltering. The ISM Manufacturing Index has been below 50 for 2 months. That indicates potential contraction. In addition, exports are weak, the energy industry is reeling, and business inventories are bloated. Some economists are even claiming that we are in a manufacturing recession. Of course, this industrial weakness is pushing truck build down even more than originally expected. Without these negative economic factors, maybe the soft landing scenario would have played out. Right now, Don feels nervous because of the production cuts, layoffs, and declining orders. However, December preliminary orders were almost 28,000. Not too shabby in an average year. Backlogs are still relatively healthy, but high inventories will remain a hindrance to future growth. Once the smoke clears, the market should find the proper balance, and the runway should smooth out. There are bumps in the road, but we will keep on rolling, just at a slower speed.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRintel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.